Good evening, everybody. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I am your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you've tuned into the podcast portion. If this is your first time joining me, please, thank you, welcome, have a seat, relax, take your jacket off. It's gonna get crazy. Not really, but pretty informative. If you've joined me before, welcome back. I appreciate you continuing to listen to me rant my thoughts and my positive messages. I really do appreciate it, guys. If you want to comment, you're more than welcome to give productive criticism. I appreciate that. If you just want to tell me how great of a job I'm doing, I appreciate that. First of all, first and foremost, I would like to apologize because today is Wednesday and I do usually record on Tuesdays. Yesterday, my allergies were acting up ridiculously. My nose was itching, throat was itching, eyes watering, itching. I was eyes poofy. Everything was just crazy. So now, here I am making up for yesterday. I know I said I was going to start being consistent and consistently posting on Tuesdays, but you know what? At least I'm posting, right? No, I don't want to make any more excuses. I will get better, I promise. I have been procrastinating, I've been busy, and this needs to be more of a priority. So here we are. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you guys' week is going by swell. Mine is. I hope you guys are having distinguishing positive energy and accepting positive energy as well. Let's see. Nothing crazy has gone on this week besides these ridiculous allergies. I don't know if you guys noticed, I did start blogging more. I have a few blogs up about traveling with infants, motivation, you know, just a few positive messages to keep your guys' days going. You guys are always more than welcome to comment on that. If there's something that you'd like me to blog about or talk about, please let me know and I'll be more than welcome to create some content for that because I am a content creator. Ooh, excuse me. Goodness. I am literally running off of 3 hours of sleep and a few Dr. Peppers. That's my energy drink. I don't drink Red Bull or Monster or anything like that. I drink Dr. Pepper and water and maybe a hint of cranberry juice or some wine. So anyway, yes, I've been working on my website. I hope you guys are looking at it. It is going to be in the description of this episode. If you have not, please, please, please go to www.mjfriendsblog.squarespace.com. It's pretty cool. I've got a few blogs up. I've got a few pictures up from the recent trip to Puerto Rico that we went to 2 weeks ago. And what else? You know, just some positive messages here and there. And of course, this podcast is available on there as well. So yeah, check that out. Let me know what you think. I'd appreciate that. So that's really what I've been doing this week, working on my brand, working on getting my merchandise out. I do have hats available for sale as well as t-shirts, so make sure you guys check out that collection. I'm thinking about also coming out with some more stuff, so you guys make sure you stay tuned. And we'll take a break really quickly and we'll get into today's podcast. Okay, so shout out to Anchor, and we are back. Today's episode, I'm really just going to wing it, I guess. There's one question that I found that I thought was pretty interesting yet inspirational. The question is, what is one thing you regret having done or not done in your life? So I'm 27 years old. I know I have an entire life ahead of me, but I never want to look back and think like, huh, I wish I would have done this differently, or huh, I wish I would have done this, or I want to do this next time, or oh, I should have done this. I don't want to look down from heaven or in my afterlife and be like, I really didn't live life. So some things I wish I could do while I'm still here on this earth. Of course, you know, I have a passion for traveling, so I want to travel more. Of course, I want to take my baby across the world. I want him to travel just as much as I travel. He doesn't necessarily have to be in the industry, but I have those benefits for him because I feel like it's a good education and it's a beautiful world we live in. I hope that I'm spreading a positive message amongst people because I love uplifting people. And that's crazy that I brought this question up too and that I said that because the other day on Facebook, on one of those memory things, I did make a Facebook status. I think it was in 2015 or 2014. And it just said, I love uplifting people and bringing people's spirits up. #spread positivity. And I reposted it and I said same energies, because I do have the same energy. I love making people feel good. I like making people happy. I love making people see the best in them, the good in them, because there's good in everybody. So in my afterlife, I hope that I did shed some positivity, some inspiration, some motivation on people. I really do, because I love people. And if I take my time out to speak to you every day or text you or call you or anything like that, anything to do with you, I care about you. And I want a lot of people to know that. There's nothing that I really regret. I just want to live my life to the fullest. I want to have fun. I want those surrounded around me and my baby to have fun just as well. Good fun, you know? And yeah, that doesn't really answer the question, I know. The question, again, was, what is one thing you regret having done or not done in your life? I feel like I've been living my life to the fullest. Have you guys been living your life to the fullest? Are you living every day like it's your last days? Or are you living just to be living, just to go to work, just to work your 9-to-5. I really feel like people need breaks, and breaks to enjoy their lives, enjoy their family, enjoy their friends, enjoy their hobbies, whatever it is that you want to do. And I understand that some people are workaholics, i.e. myself. I feel like sometimes I can be a workaholic, but it's important to me to have stability. But I know when it's time for me to simmer down and take a break for myself. And that is extremely important. So I do take the time out for self-care. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not checked out my website, www.mjfriendsblog.squarespace.com, I did make a blog the other day about motivation. And I feel like if you aren't motivated, you need to get motivated. Go ahead and read that blog. Comment below. Let me know what you think. Because without motivation, we're just dragging along. And motivation, I feel like, is a key part of being successful. You have to have motivation. You have to have some sort of ambition. That's important. So, yeah, just tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast, just really think, are you really living your life to the fullest, or are you living to work every day? Are you living to work every day to retire and get bored and probably go back to work? When I retire, my thing about retiring, I don't really have a set age of when I want to retire. I just know that when I retire, I don't want to retire and go back to work. I feel like, honestly, I will always consistently be working, but when I'm done, when I'm retired, when I get to that stage, when I get to that point in my life where I don't want to work anymore, I legit do not want to work anymore. I'm not going to be the door greeter at Walmart. I'm not going to be helping nobody nothing. I'm not to be waving nothing. I don't know. I'm just going to be living my life on somebody's beach. That's what I want to do. I want to enjoy myself, enjoy my son, and whatever family he creates. I want to be a good grandma. I just want to do those type of things. That's what I desire. So really think, the things that you're working towards and the things that you're working really hard on, is it taking you to the steps of where you want to retire to? Is it taking you to the steps of where you eventually would like to be? So those are just some self questions, you know, that you could ask yourself and really ponder, and maybe write down some suggestions or some goals or some affirmations for yourself. So yeah, pretty much that really concludes today's episode. I didn't really have much to talk about. I really just wanted to let you guys know that I have new merchandise, hats and t-shirts that are on sale now, and they are available to everybody. They come in small through extra large. Hats are one size baseball dad hats, and it only comes in black. Both of them, the shirt and the hat, they only come in black, and the letters are gray. Support me, please. I'd appreciate that. I hope the rest of your week goes by well. And yeah, talk to you guys next week. Thank you.